the deities just do it, you know, nobody asks them to. I never knew they did until, you know, later on. When something happened there, and then I would ask, you know, some local deity, gods, why did such a thing happen? Then they would explain to me, because so-and-so person came to your island you inhabited before and disturbed the peace and construction of the offering deities. That is their words, not mine. So these are all their words, yeah? Offering deities. I never used those words. I never knew such words existed until after I knew about that report. Yeah, so-and-so person came and disturbed their peace, the peace of the offering deities. Because I left already, I'm not there anymore. So I asked, well, what did they do to disturb them? And they say, because he came in and brought in not pure energies into their building area, where they are building a palace of worship for you. That's how I knew about it. In that tiny island, there was just a single person tent I put up near the Hachin Swan person. Stay there for just some months. And long after I left, a non-resident removed it already. But the deity still count that I inhabited there before and built a palace of worship. In one place, there were some initiates who went there to feed birds, swans, or other animals, people, as per my instruction, after I left that place. So even such a humble one like I am, and still alive here, they still, you know, offer such reverence like that. It takes at least half a year to finish that kind of palace, and you won't see it with your physical eyes. But if you meditate well, maybe you can see it. Or if you're sincere, maybe they will let you see it. Not everybody can see this kind of palace. So people would not believe that such things as a palace of worship in the air really exists for any master or any saints and sages. So over all these centuries, or thousands of years of time, can you imagine how many palaces like that have been built on earth in remembrance and worship of the masters that have come and that have graced our planet and that have left us physically? These worshiping palaces help to naturally stabilize the surrounding, bless the atmosphere and all beings nearby. And by the way, one day while traveling, I wanted to rid myself of all the house keys, ashram keys or related remote controls, etc. But heaven told me to keep them for the same beneficial purpose.
So all the temples and the churches that we built are nothing of physical value compared to the palaces that the deities, the goddesses, have built for those masters. So it doesn't matter that when they leave they have magnificent temples or not, they always have. As they moved from one area to another, their palaces will be multiplied all the time. Everywhere they pass, the deities around that local area or nearby would come together, use their power and build such palaces for the master in gratitude, in memory of, and in worship, just for all the world to know, in the invisible world. We, in the physical and visible world, hardly know about that and hardly can tell. So if you go somewhere and see the native people say, please don't disturb that area, this area, it could be because they know the sacredness of certain place. So please just respectfully listen. Formerly, because humans relied only on their physical power, guns and knives and stuff like that, we sometimes took away the lands of the native people and offended the goddesses by taking up their abode, their worshipping our temples and all that. And then we receive a bad luck and a tragedy upon ourselves just because we're ignorant. We cannot see what the natives, psychics, see. In every indigenous nation or community, there is someone who knows about nature, who can see beyond physical obstruction and see things that normal people cannot see. But because of ignorance, many with strong physical weapons and force would come and, force the natives away from their land, from their worship area, from their sacred, mountains, fields, hills and forests, thinking that these people are stupid or superstitious or know nothing of science. But many things science can never explain anyway. Even nowadays, with a lot of high tech, many phenomena have been recorded in the air or in the sea and in forests or on mountains somewhere that science cannot explain. Not to talk about the things that cameras cannot capture. Normal eyes cannot see. Normal hands and cannot touch. Feet cannot go through, for example, like that. So please, I remind you, well, we talk about that many times already, but I remind you again, please, every step you walk on earth, be thankful, be respectful. Then you will have less trouble and disaster in your life. And if you can help it, don't go out too late at night. Because at midnight, if we have demons and ghosts still on the planet, at midnight, midnight, the king of karma will release the demons and the ghosts so that they can go out, be free, doing what they have to do. Sometimes it's good for us, sometimes not good for us. Sometimes fatal, sometimes causes people to be frightened, to lose their mind, to go crazy, or to do things that later, when they're out of the demonic influence, they would not remember at all. Just like those sleepwalking people, if they happen to do things or go anywhere, when they come back to their bed, they don't remember a thing. Anyway, to live in this physical life, even as a practitioner, you must always exercise caution and give out your best, your compassion that you learned from all the teachings of the masters and develop it more and more or remember it more and more yourself by practicing meditation, by God's grace. Show it all. Show your love, okay? Give your love. Act on your love, from your love, to others around you. You never know whom you're helping. It could be a saint, in disguise. It could be a highly enlightened saint or practitioner, but they live humbly just like everyone else. Yeah, just like Kabir, Saint Kabir, he just continued his job as a weaver. And, like Buddha, he was a prince of a kingdom, but he just walked around in his one-hour robe to go begging for food. And many other masters just walked barefoot and served humans quietly, humbly, until they were found out and then executed, burnt alive, crucified, or assassinated. You know it already. The more you read about how the masters suffered, the more you are grateful to them. Touched deep in your heart, and you would vow to practice more and more diligently to repay their kindness to show gratitude for their love and sacrifice. Many masters in the past just did what they did, a normal job, living a normal life, and you would never recognize them unless you have psychic eyes or spiritual eyes that can see their aura. Then you know they are high-level beings, not normal humans. You don't have to see, even. Just be respectful to all you meet and treat them with loving kindness. And recognize the God in them, whether or not they know about their own, high position in the universe as children of God. Just be good, be kind. Then your life will be better, okay? That's all I want to tell you. No need to find the saints in order to be kind to him or her so that you can have blessing. No, no, that's like business. That's low class. Okay? Treat all unconditionally as you would like to be treated yourself, as if you are in their position. Always think that you are the other. Then you know how to treat them. Okay? Right. I thank you all for practicing very diligently, for trusting me, and for remembering God every day and thanking God, and thanking all the masters, and doing as many good deeds as you can afford or as you encounter, helping all those in need unconditionally. Never think that they will have to thank you or reward you, or that heaven will reward you. But you will be rewarded, even if you don't want it. Just be respectful, okay? To all that you see or do not see, knowing that God energy is everywhere. The saint and sage's energy abounds to help you, to uplift you, to comfort you. Then you would treat everyone as if, he is a master, she is a saint. Or it doesn't matter, just as your fellow human beings, When I was helping to care for some patients around me in the hospital, I did not check if they were saints or sages or anything. I just helped them because they needed it, because I was able to at that time, and because all the nurses and doctors were extremely busy. You don't know it when you go to some hospitals. They're so extremely busy. People are miserable and sick everywhere. And some are so helplessly sick that you just shed tears, feeling their misery and pain. So your little help, your little comforting words, your loving eyes, your humble service would help to make them feel a little bit comforted. Some don't even have relatives or friends or families. They're just all alone and are sick, lonely, helpless, and frightened. So imagine if it's you, how would you like to be treated, to be loved, to be comforted, to be shown kindness? Yes? Then you just do it as if it's for you. Don't overdo it. Don't be too noisy while doing it. Don't do it so that all the nurses see you and praise you. They might see and they might praise you, like in my case. But you should not feel proud or satisfied for any reward you have by words or action. You just do it because you want to, because the person needs your help. That's all. Okay? Remember this. And you never know, you might have helped a saint, a master who is not, obviously known to you or not famous or too humble to even say anything. But they will give you blessing quietly, and you never know why your life suddenly becomes better, for example, why your relationships are happier, why you are promoted at your job to a better job, higher position, etc. But it's not that you want it or wish for it. You must always help others with your love. That's all there is. Just with love. Do everything with love. To yourself, your family, your relatives, your friends, and strangers, whenever they need that. And even when they don't need it, give them love also. If you can, your family, you know, make your life happier. Because if your family members are happy, then you're happy. That is definitely like that. There is a reflection, okay? Just like the mirror, when you look into the mirror, a good mirror reflects back to you that you are pretty or not, okay? Right, that's very simple. Now, I thank you for remembering God, praising God, and being grateful to God and to all the saints and sages and to the Master every day, every time you can, and meditate as much as you can. Remember to protect yourself with the holy names and the gifts if you have, okay? All right. May all your noble wishes come true. My God, never let you forget come. Amen. I will talk to you again next time. Love you, love you, love you.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.